that upon which I dwell is the limit of my experience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. That upon which I dwell is the limit of my experience. Yes, I like to think big. I like to think with imagination. I like to think with all sorts of creativity and bring forth all sorts of beautiful, creative ideas in my life. It's a wonderful adventure. It's a wonderful adventure, and it's an adventure that only I can create. Only I can bring forth. Only I can manifest in my world. Other people can dream. Other people can have wonderful visions. Other people can have imagination and accomplish great and wonderful things. Why can't I? Well, I do. I accomplish all the wonderful and great things that I can conceive of myself as doing. But that upon which I dwell is the limit of my experience. So, am I dwelling upon the idea that I am a successful, dynamic, forceful, fantastic person? Or am I dwelling upon the idea that I have no ability to do these things that I want to do? That I have a complicated life? That my life is just not going the direction I want to go? I have a dear friend who is over in London. And she is head of the nurses in her hospital. And she is a very dynamic and powerful lady. She is very, very successful. Her name is Christy. Well, Christy wrote this morning, she says, all is in divine order in my hospital activity. And she listed all of the things that she's working on. And she says, all is in divine order. And I thought to myself when I first received her note that it was a report of the wonderful things that are happening there. And she wrote that all is in divine order. And then she listed the things. And she listed all the various areas that she would like to see divine order manifest itself in a perfect divine way. And as she did this, I thought to myself, my goodness sakes, Christy, what are you doing? Are you listing what you'd like to see, or are you listing this as your reality? Now, if you go around listing things that you'd like to see, then you're always going to have these things as things that you would like to see, as you'd like to have done in your life. But when you say, it is done now, when you affirm it is done now, even in the face of the fact that it hasn't even begun, then it will be a fait accompli. It will be something finished beautifully, wonderfully for you as you affirm and confirm that it is already done. So, a mother says to her child, let's go to the movie. And the child says, wow, great. For the child, he's already at the movie. For the mother, she's already at the movie. She has made that as an accomplished fact in her mind. She said, let's go to the movie. And so, mentally, they are on their way to the movie. Mentally, they are accomplishing their good. Mentally, it is something happening in their life, and it is done. Yes, very wonderfully done. Well, you look at that and you say, well, that's not too significant an idea. That's not too big an impression. I mean, anyone can do that pretty much. Well, then do it in all areas of your life. Chrissy, do it in all areas of your life. See yourself as the most fantastic supervisor, manager, department head, nurse, in your hospital or any other hospital. See yourself as the most desired, the most wanted, the most enjoyed employer, employee, staff member, whoever you are, whatever role you're playing, whatever you're thinking of yourself at the moment, see it already done. And I know you are. I know you are because every time you write me, and you write me as though it's something that is yet to be fulfilled, I see it done, and you know I see it done, and therefore it is done. because I cannot take the time in my consciousness to see it getting done and being done and working on it and everything working out in perfect order. It is already done. It is already worked out in perfect order. It is already fulfilled. It is already manifested. It is already accomplished. It is done. Another lady wrote and said that her daughter was having a relationship problem and an employment problem and a few other problems, and that she didn't know which way to turn. And I wrote and I said, "It is done. It is already done." She had written to us before about another problem, and when she wrote about it, I said to her, "It is done. It's fulfilled." And she had never written back to say that it has been fulfilled and it was done and she was happy, but so I knew it was done. Now, as she writes again about another problem, she says the other problem that we treated with her on was fulfilled in a beautiful, magnificent way, and now she would like this treated in that beautiful, magnificent way. Well, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? You see, treatment really positively, joyously, wonderfully works, but we have to work it. We have to put that treatment into motion for that treatment to be fulfilled in our life. We have to put that treatment into motion for us to enjoy it and know it and have it be our treatment. It is something that is so important for us. For us to know that it is already done. Ho, ho, ho. That upon which I dwell is the limit of my existence. If I dwell upon something not yet fulfilled, if I dwell upon something that I want, if I dwell upon something that is touchy and a little bit difficult to conceive of and to work with, then that's what I got. But if I say, now there is peace on earth and there's it began with me, I mean now there is peace on earth and it is in my heart and that's all I know. I don't think of the conflict. I only think of the peace. I do not think of that which I wish to have done. I think of that which I know is already fulfilled and done in me, in my heart, in my consciousness. That upon which I dwell is the limit of my experience. So I have no limit to my experience. My experience is magnificently fulfilled in every wonderful, dynamic, positive, glorious way, and it is done and fulfilled right now. There is no to be, there is no coming into place, there is no awakening up. There is the expression of all that is harmonious, all that is magnificent, all that is good. Oh my goodness. The 4th of July in the United States is a day of great reckoning for the United States, saying, yes, it has accomplished that great goal of being a beautiful nation. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, the Mexican people's have a great joyous celebration. They celebrate their hearts out and they are just as happy as can be, for they have found a nation of peace. They have found a nation of love. They have found a nation of joy. Every country in the world has its special day. Its special day they call either a birthday or a day of celebration, a day of remembrance, a day of appreciation. When we look at life as days of celebration and days of appreciation, then we are thinking upon that which is the unlimited experience for us, the unlimited experience of all good, all peace, all harmony, all right action, all truth. What do you want in your life? What do you want in your life? What is the limit of your experience? Does your experience have any limit? Are you unlimited? Do you look at your life and say, wow, the possibilities I'm working on are just outrageously wonderful, so great, so good, so fantastic? And then so they are. And when you say of all things that you are thinking upon, It is already done. At first, your mind will object to you, and it'll say, now, just be realistic. But then after a while, as you say, it is done, and then you recognize it is done, and seeing it's done, it is done, you say, hey, that's maybe a good way to go. And I say to you, that's a very good way to go. All is done now in ideal divine order. All is done now in its perfect format. All is done now in my world. The limit of my existence is the limit of my courage to say, all is done now. And so I say to myself, all is done now, and it is done. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.